Hey Raphael, welcome to Five Question Friday. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Amal. It's an honor to be here and great to see all the amazing things you're doing in the profession. So thank you
Awesome.
again.
Thank you. So Raphael, to get us started, if you can go and give us your 30-second elevator pitch.
So I've been in the accounting profession in technology for almost 20 years, really revolving around the consulting, technical, functional, and development side. It's been an amazing ride. I've worked at Sage and NetSuite, dabbled in crypto accounting. Now here at QuickFi, with some ex-Sage colleagues as well, and it's really been just an amazing ride to be with one of the only professions that I think has such a loving and supportive community as this one.
Yeah, definitely. Accounting community is very close and tight-knit and supportive. And so, given your breadth of experience, 20 years, what's one of the most important lessons you've learned in your career?
Well, I've got a few. I think, early on in my career, when I was in early 20s, something that really has helped me, and I still to this day, is two actual things of intellectual curiosity as well as being resourceful. You always want to try to continue learning, and no one's going to know everything, so it's really important to be resourceful and try to dig up the right information or find the right stakeholders, the right people. So I think that's something that I still to this day try to continue to lean on.
Awesome, definitely. So kind of touching on along the same lines, what does the term lifelong learning mean to you, and then how do you incorporate that into your life?
To me, it's the intellectual curiosity. So always trying to make time to learn what's going on out there, what's trending, what are your peers, and partners looking into, or what are they interested in? So it's really important to have that mindset of to be a sponge constantly, and I think that's going to be, a really important asset for whatever company you're going to have that lifelong learning. And it's not just anything from a professional standpoint, but also, culturally or historically, those are all really good things to just, continue to help expand your mindset.
Definitely. And I was talking to Logan yesterday, and one thing he said was, if you're not learning, you're not growing. And so,
Absolutely, absolutely. And I also think it helps you from a pride standpoint, a lot of the ego standpoint. It kind of keeps you in check of always continuing to learn and know that you don't know everything. And that's actually something I kind of share in another session that I'll be doing a lot this year.
Okay, awesome. Definitely great advice there. So what one piece of advice would you give to someone that's just starting out in their professional journey?
Some things that, again, to have a good mindset going in, just to want to learn, but also look for mentorship. Look at like-minded mentors that you see, whether it be in your company or maybe someone that doesn't work in your company, or it's in the industry or the profession. Reach out to them on LinkedIn, try to get some conversations and just learn, because you're going to learn things that are not abstract from them. You're going to learn things that you're going to take with you day in and day out in your profession. So I think finding good mentorship, and that's also going to help you progress and maybe pivoting in your professional career at one point.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. Especially when we're starting out, I think we're kind of apprehensive to approaching the seniors or people that are a few years into it above us. But I think, again, going back to your thing about having an open mind, just being like a sponge, all that stuff will really help you. Awesome. So now, given your experience in both tech and accounting, finance, what are some key trends or changes that you foresee in the future, and then how can we start preparing for these changes?
So I see, even the last 20 years, it's constant changes of cloud, of certain types of automation, of how AI is now the new shiny object. And it's funny because I go really in depth and I'll with a couple sessions that I'll do this year in this, because there's a shiny object syndrome. And I think the most important thing, as you see these trends of automation and AI and ChatGPT and machine learning, intelligent bots and automation, those types of things, it's important to just stay grounded and take stock of what your business is trying to do, what your strategy is trying to do, and the culture within your business. But those are the trends. I feel like these they're just coming as more trends that'll help with your businesses and practices. And a lot of times, like I said, they're shiny objects, but it's important to really, I think the biggest value that comes out of this is, really revising your business improvement, your processes, and taking stock of your business. And there's always going to be new shiny objects and trends that everyone's trying to sell with, from a technology or to the partners and firms. And so, I think that's where a lot of the value I see coming from.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, we're always trying to, like, if something new comes out, we kind of get worried, oh, we're gonna get left behind, but then we don't assess our own needs. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that, there's a lot of FOMO that happens, and so it's good to test out. When I was part of Maryland CP at one point, when I worked at Sage, there was one panel that I was really great that they were just sharing that you should, at least have several people in the firm spend time, maybe an hour a week or, a couple hours a month, to just look at the new technology that's out there and then really make a conscious decision of, is this really any of value to us?
Yeah, definitely agree with that. And so, now question number five is, can you share any daily practices or routines that have contributed to your continued growth and development professionally and personally?
I mean, there's trying to, I think one thing for my mental health, wellness, was always really taking stock of, gratitude for my family, whether it be like early meditation, try to do that, or breathing exercises, but also just always going back and just kind of coming from gratitude. I think that is really, really important. Something that I learned in 2010 going through cancer, is that the gratitude piece of not putting all my eggs in professional life, and taking a step back. And, even my mentors at that time just said, I was kind of even going through what I was going through and worrying about my clients and work. And I think just trying to really focus on gratitude and your exercise, your mental well-being. Because you can end up not liking the thing that you love doing. So,
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And so here's a bonus question. I know you mentioned you're going to be doing some more sessions in the upcoming year. Can you share those so if someone's interested, they can check it out?
yeah, absolutely. I'll be doing a couple sessions this year, through many different areas. One of them will be one that I did at Digital CPA in 2019, which is how basically discussing how jujitsu made me a better consultant. And it kind of goes through a lot of, how some of the martial arts traditions and things that I learned helped me be, again, a better overall consultant, but also helped me in life prepare for the bout of of cancer in 2010. And then I have another one that kind of goes really deep within automation and AI and technology called Shiny Objects. And that's why I brought it up. It goes much deep on the implementation side, the entrepreneurship side, the process improvement, the real value that comes from it. And I kind of go really deep as well on pre-planning implementation, use cases, implementing sandboxes, post-implementation center of excellences. So I go quite deep on that end and share some experiences that I've had.
Awesome. And I guess someone wants to find you online, where can they find you?
I am on Twitter. It's Rafael Casas QF. And then I am also quite active on LinkedIn, Rafael Casas as well there. And so, yeah, no, I'd love to connect with anyone that would like to learn more about what we're doing, or just any way I can support the profession. That's what I'm here for.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rafael. So that concludes our Five Question Friday. Again, thank you so much for taking the time and talking to me, and appreciate all the wisdom and insight you gave. I'm sure our listeners will greatly benefit from it.
So much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks.